Well, hello and welcome to the audio described coverage of Sydney's New Year's Eve. You're listening to New Year's Eve live from Sydney Harbour on ABC Extra via digital radio, streaming online and the ABC Listen app, or on 2RPH on your radio dial. I'm Tim Brunero. Hello.
And I'm Fran Mathey. And alongside Tim, I'll be your audio describer this evening and later tonight, and we'll be doing our best to convey to you in words some of the splendour and the detail of everything going on outside our window here, overlooking beautiful Sydney Harbour.
It is amazing. We're so high up. It must be 50 metres. It's incredible. I'd like to start, Fran, by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, their elders past and present, whose land we broadcast from here this evening.
The audio description you're hearing is an accessibility initiative of the City of Sydney collaborating with ABC Extra to enhance the experience of tonight's festivities for those who are blind or have low vision, or just for any of you who happen to be tuning in to this broadcast from anywhere in the world. Welcome, we hope you enjoy it. And any feedback you may have on Sydney New Year's Eve's access services and this audio described broadcast can be directed to City of Sydney's accessibility officer at nyedisability@cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au.
Now, Fran, the first event we'll be describing for you tonight is the Welcome to Country, which will be happening very shortly. This ceremony reflects the city's respect for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, their heritage and living cultures.
It honours the relationship between traditional custodians and the land, and tonight's Welcome to Country is called A Day in the Life of Country. It's directed by Rhoda Roberts, AO, and the composer of the music that goes with it is Damien Robinson. The smoking ceremony has already started, actually. That's where the Tribal Warrior Association vessels, which are called the Tribal Warrior and the Marinawi, are moving from their berth over at Bank Street in Blackwattle Bay towards Sydney Harbour. And there's a large bin-like cauldron. It's being prepared by two elders on the Tribal Warrior, in which paper bark and eucalyptus leaves are burned as part of the ceremony. And this calm and solemn procession cleanses the harbour of bad spirits and fills the breeze, or the quite strong wind out there, with the scent of burning eucalyptus.
Yes, it is a little bit windy out there. I noticed that as I came in. By the time the Welcome to Country ceremony starts, both vessels will be in position, and an elder from the Metropolitan Land Aboriginal Council, the Land Council, will welcome guests at Dawes Point. Then red flares will be fired to mark the start of the ceremony right across the harbour, and will describe the projections that will appear on the Sydney Harbour Bridge pylons to tell the story of a day in the life of country.
The Harbour Bridge projections actually started back at 8:30.
We're off, we're away.
Some little red flares being fired up now.
Okay, so some beautiful red flares shooting up from the pontoon, the big long pontoon in front of us, in front of the Harbour Bridge, between the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House.
Oh, it's firing up shapes.
Yeah, these pyrograms that never been done before. That's a fish.
We had some pink boomerangs. Oh, an eel.
Oh, that's an eel, a red eel.
Amazing
and
shapes
now,
that created
what's
from
that?
Little fireworks.
Oh, that's a green turtle. Two-dimensional shapes, some would say three-dimensional shapes in fireworks. Amazing.
Some little flares being lobbed from the bridge. Oh, the pylon projections are underway now too. We've got some names of rivers. They're Aboriginal names. Also, their translations in English. We've just had Derubbin, which is the Hawkesbury River. And then next came Yundai, which is also known as the Nepean River. And in between those words, we've got little blue lines snaking across black pylons with an orange and yellow revolving ball up above, which is the painted sun shining down.
That'd be the sun, yeah.
The next river is Tuggera, which is known in English as the George's River. And that's covering the entire pylon, top to bottom, with the river snaking down between those words and that orangey-red ball of the sun slowly revolving above. The words are disappearing now, leaving the black pylons, and there's some green rushes spearing up from the bottom of the pylons. And among those rushes, the animated figures of a grandfather and boy.
And some more fireworks coming off that barge right in front of the Opera House, between the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge.
It's like a little firefly swarm.
Yes, it does. It looks like fireflies swarming around.
And the pylons are being filled now with rushing blue water. That's becoming speckled with tiny fish. And the grandfather's leg is dangling over the side of his canoe and into the water. the grandfather and grandson from among the rushes. They're in a canoe travelling downstream, and the grandfather's rowing along with the current. We've got some white cockatoos flying overhead, and on the riverbank, people around a campfire are waving to the passing canoe.
Oh, that's amazing. Another red glow from the barges. The barges are all lit up with red LED lights.
It's like little footlights at the bottom of a stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing those beautiful lights on the Harbour Bridge as well. Different LEDs, different colours, mostly reds.
On the pylon projections now, there's a young man covered in ceremonial paint carving a totemic symbol into the pale bark of a tree. And there's a fisherman holding a spear aloft on the bank of a river.
Oh, he just speared a fish, definitely.
The current is sweeping the grandfather and boy along on their canoe, and the river's darkening at nightfall. There's small campfires glowing along the banks, and the stars are reflected in the dark water. There's the Southern Cross there twinkling above the land, and down on the land, kangaroos are hopping, emus are striding between trees carved with symbols. It's all being overlaid now with the golden fuzz of a wattle tree in bloom. And those blossoms are drifting down onto the flowing river where the grandfather and boy are still travelling along in their canoe. Well, now we've got against a colourless backdrop of tall ships arriving. There's a newcomer wielding an axe to fell a tree.
Oh, he chopped down a tree, Fran?
Yeah, the riverbanks are being cleared now. They're all being cleared of eucalypts. And the grandfather and boy are looking around.
They look sad to me.
Yeah, the boy's hanging his head. The grandfather's walking away. He's vanishing now.
Oh, the pontoons are lighting up again. All the pontoons all up and down the harbour.
A lot of pop and crackle from the barges.
Very,
horsetails.
Very sprinkly lights just glittering away.
Dripping down through the sky.
Oh, wow. And just so, yeah, all above the barges just lit up with these tiny, tiny little glittering fireworks.
And the pylons are showing Sydney Harbour now. The boy is there again, but he's in a fishing boat, and the harbour's flanked by the high-rises that we see here today. We've got some words on the pylon in white. The past is always around us. It is our dreaming. And those barges are firing off some green and red, some crisscrossing fingers of light. Oh, and now on the pylons, against a colourful backdrop of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. We've got words reading, celebrating 50 years with our sister city, San Francisco. And in another language here, we have Makin Mak Mawakma Waluam Akoi Makwaram Manu Mak Hiswi, which is translated as "We are Mawakma Ohlone, welcome to our land where we are born, San Francisco Bay Area."
And those searchlights coming off the harbour bridge as well.
And that last little volley of fireworks that the barges fired off have just burned out.
And faded, yeah.
At the end of this ceremony, the two vessels that I spoke about earlier from the Tribal Warrior Association, that's the Tribal Warrior and the Murray Nawi, they're going to be moving together under the harbour bridge, crossing paths before they move to their assembly areas in preparation for tonight's Harbour of Light Parade. And those vessels are festooned with red rope light. They're just coming into view under the bridge now. Some red rope lights and white rope lights that are trailing across their decks and showing the outline of the boats.
Yes, I can see them moving across the harbour. That concludes the Welcome to Country.